Hey, you mentioned tax-free weekend. That's part of what's new for everybody's weekend, brought to you by Kickin' Country. They used to do this in Texas, and I don't think when I was in Texas they did it, because this is just something within the past 2 years that's new to Ohio, right? Tax-free weekend, isn't it?
I think it's been going on for a little bit.
Okay.
A couple years.
I mean, when I was, like I said, living in the South, so to speak, you could not go to the grocery store. Like, if you wanted to go to the local Walmart during tax-free weekend,
yeah,
you might as well forget about it.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Online shopping is where I'm at. It's my specialty.
That does not apply, though, right?
Yeah, it does.
It does to online shopping?
It does.
A full list of what falls under the sales tax holiday is all available for folks to see. On the state of Ohio's website, too. But Michelle had all the info there for us. The sales tax holiday coming up this weekend. So get all your school shopping done.
I loved school supply shopping. As a little kid, didn't you love going and getting all your new pens and folders and notebooks? It's so
and
fun.
And your trapper keeper.
Yes. Gosh. And all of your folders had to be like a certain color.
If you didn't have a 5-star trapper keeper, you
just didn't exist.
You were my friend. Right?
Do you remember, because I don't think they do this anymore, but do you remember when we used to have to cover our textbooks in, like, grocery bags?
Yes.
Did you guys do that?
Rebecca and I were talking about this, I swear, like a month ago. Kids have no freaking idea.
No,
they have no
clue. That was so much fun.
Because the whole curriculum
is
done.
It's online, right?
It's online. I mean, I don't know how other schools are operating now. But Rebecca, when she has an assignment, these kids, they do it. They have like a laptop that the school gives them.
Oh, wow.
And now if they damage it, they have to pay for it and all that.
Yeah.
And when they submit an assignment, Rebecca will get it like I get a text message. She gets an alert. John Smith just submitted this, and she can get head start grading stuff. And
Wow.
It's all interactive. It's insane.
That is so
crazy. Yeah, kids nowadays do not cover textbooks because they do not have textbooks anymore. Unless you are in another school district. I don't know.
But don't you remember I remember my sister and I, when we would go grocery shopping with my mom, we'd get a bunch of extra paper grocery bags. Couldn't wait to go home and just lay the grocery bags out, cut them up, and like fold your textbooks and then draw on them. And
let me tell you something. This day...
Do you still remember how to do it?
No, I don't. And I never could do it, and I'll tell you why. Because I always had girls do it for me, to be honest with you. And kids, that's one lesson I can take with you. Always have the girls cover your textbooks for you. It's just a way in. Like, hey, can you do this for me? Give them a little puppy dog face. As you're sitting next to him in class, how do you think I landed my wife? It all started with covering a textbook.
Oh, gee.
Anyway, this is supposed to be, Michelle, what's new for everybody's weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Not cool. How to properly cover
your textbook.
Your textbook. In terms of albums, no new country albums out today. Kenny Chesney's new one dropped last week and is basically ruling the charts, not only country charts, but all genre charts. Hey, where's Iggy Azalea been?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Her new album, Survive the Summer, is out today. If you wanted to check that out.
Okay.
Just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you.
Christopher Robin, or is it Robin?
No, it's Christopher Robin.
Disney movie. That's out today in theaters. Also, The Spy Who Dumped Me. Mila Kunis is in that one. Also, that chick from SNL. I don't think she's that funny.
Kate McKinnon?
No, I don't know. It's not Kate McKinnon.
Vanessa Bayer.
The blonde lady.
That's Kate McKinnon.
Is that Kate McKinnon?
Yeah.
Okay.
She plays Hillary.
We'll call it her. Yeah, they're the one who plays Hillary.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
She's not that funny.
Oh, please.
Still in theaters, Mission Impossible, Mamma Mia, Equalizer 2, Hotel Transylvania. That movie Overboard, that was a remake. I didn't know that was a remake, by the way. That's now available for folks to rent, stream, buy, all that good stuff. August is actually, for Netflix, it's going to be maybe one of the biggest months in a long time in terms of overall quality of new shows and movies. Constantine, No Country for Old Men, Million Dollar Baby, Lord of the Rings, all those big movies coming to Netflix this month.
Hmm.
plus a bunch of original programming. Also now available, Batman Begins, Clerks, The Princess Diaries 2, Michelle, Royal Engagement, available on Netflix.
That's a good one to just watch on a Saturday night.
Oh, when
no one's home.
When no one's home and nobody is peeking through your windows or anything. You don't want anyone to know you're ever
watching that movie.
That movie. What's new for your weekend? Brought to you by Kickin' Country. Hey, folks at Apple did something no one's ever.
Oh, I saw this yesterday.
Been done. Now valued at $1 trillion.
How crazy is that?
Pretty good for a couple of guys named Steve who started this operation in their garage. So now the top five companies in the U.S. Obviously, you have Apple.
Right.
And there's Amazon, Microsoft, and Facebook.
Wow.
So those are the top five. Facebook kind of shocked me being up there in the top five.
Really?
I mean, they just started trading, right? They just went public trading and all that. The stock market, just like, I don't know. It's had to be within 5 years, hasn't it been?
And I don't know the specifics on that
one. I'll give you stock tips later.
Okay.
If you need any.
All that mumbo jumbo is over my head.
Listen, what's new for your weekend? Brought to you by Kickin' Country. Michelle, have those poll questions up here in a moment. First, I'll tell people what's new at Kickin' Country this weekend. Line dance party tonight. That starts at 6. Live music with Freedom Highway. Also tonight, free admission. Then tomorrow, more live music at Kickin' Country. Right there in Bolivar, just seconds off of Route 77. Music from Bare Bones. Then I want to tease this too. 1 week from tonight, Chris Higby, live and unplugged. A special performance by Chris Higby at Kickin' Country next Friday. KickinCountry.net. They're also out there on Facebook and Twitter, as are we. And that's where you can find our poll questions. How do you like that transition? Michelle has our poll questions over there. They're up and available. Won the fair. And folks have a chance to win a fair prize through this one. What is it? The vendors?
Yes, the vendors.
Vendors people like?
Yes. Let's see here. Do you want me to give you some answers?
You can skip that one. I want to know the results of the other ones. That's up right now.
When you're out cruising the streets, do you like the windows down? Or are you an AC blaster? Right now, it's at 77% with the windows up.
Really?
Or windows down. I'm sorry, windows down.
Okay, you messed me up right there for a second.
Windows down.
Okay. I'm a windows down person. The way the temp's been lately, turn on some Z Country and roll down the windows.
I just don't like AC.
What, all blowing in your face?
Yeah, I'm just not even in my house. I don't have AC.
You gotta rearrange it the way you want it. Get it blowing on the areas of your body you want it blown on. Are there other poll questions up there?
Name your favorite fast food burger. A lot of people are saying the Baconator. I've never had a Baconator.
From Wendy's.
Yeah. Oh, Five Guys. I forgot about Five Guys.
Yeah, but is that fast food? Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's where you draw the line. Do you call fast food, was it with a drive-thru? Does it require a drive-thru? Because then you can include Steak and Shake.
You could. Yeah, I guess you could. That would fall in the other category, which on Twitter has absolutely zero votes at this point. Everybody else has voted for Wendy's 75%, Burger King 17%, and good old McDonald's 8%. Of course, all poll questions and what's new for your weekend brought to you by Kickin' Country. Big shout out to them. I'm going to try and make it there next Friday, too, for that live and unplugged show. So there you go. Michelle, if you need a date, need to get away from Chadley, I totally understand. I'll take you along.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I'll pay for you to get in. It's free admission anyways. They're a Kickin' Country.
Cheap. Cheapo.
What can I say? I work in the radio biz, so you know how that goes. Know exactly how that goes.
Yes,
hey, to wrap up this lovely segment in a nice, pretty, fancy bow, I have $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. If you want it, the keyword is gas on the Weaver Appliance text line, 330-339-9399. Keyword gas, $25 to Bell Stores. We do it every Wednesday. and Friday to help you kickstart your weekend. And with gas basically, $3 a gallon, you may want to use it to fill up your ride and then cruise around with either the windows down or the AC up. That, of course, one of our poll questions. Gosh, I am on it.
You are. Today. Maybe you should only get an hour of sleep at night, so you're always on it.
We did not sleep last night, for sure.
No.
But anyway, there you have it. We'll find a winner from the text line here in a moment.